This month is about the authority in alignment with the universe. So when we think of being an authority, a lot of times people kind of mistranslate that into being an ego. Being an ego personality, as in I am authority over whatever it is that I want to have, you know, to going on in my life to happen. But the problem with that piece is that ego actually doesn't control anything in a bigger sense. Ego is trying to have control over the reality as we know it. And as we know it, is a much smaller parameter than as the soul knows it. Because this is a simulation, so bringing your consciousness in here means there is a part of you that is bigger than this environment. So the ego personality, that's a more of a human authority within this environment that thinks that it controls something, when in truth it actually does not. So if we want to have this internal authority in alignment with the universe so that our physical body can be healthy or heal if it has already some sort of an issue or repair just on an everyday basis, then this alignment with the universe means two things at the same time. One is the oneness energy, which is everything that we're all part of. And another one is the universal intelligence. That's the structural component of systems and how something works and certain programmings and so on. So that, in a bigger sense, we call universal laws. So if you are in alignment with the universal law and at the same time open to the oneness energy, seeing yourself as part of it, that's when we sort of get out of the way for the body to be able to fully heal and recharge and do whatever it needs to do, because we are in that higher authority, not the ego authority, the soul authority. Our higher self, that's a part of us that is down here in the material plane from the soul. So it's sort of like a bridge between your human personality and the soul energy that you are. So higher self is a component of us that has access to here and to what's beyond here. When we are in the higher self authority, what that means is that we are able to heal our body and our life in general, harmonize it, balance it, by the fact of being linked to the universal consciousness, which is oneness, which is what everything comes out of, and we all share it as part of the same thing, and universal intelligence, which is the more structural component. So what happens when we fall into the lower self patterns? As soon as we fall into the lower self patterns, we become lopsided. That means too far one way or too far the other way. We're still in this universe, so it's not like we suddenly become something we're not. It's still within this universe. But our perception becomes fragmented, and we only see one of the fragments at that time. So if somebody is more feeling type, there would be more magnetic energy, so then their perception would be skewed towards overly letting go. Just giving up and not deciding, not choosing, not navigating, just completely going with the flow. So the problem with that is it's too much oneness. There's not enough self there to actually navigate. And if the universe does not get from us some sort of an instruction as to what we desire, we don't get anything that we desire. Essentially, the universe just utilizes us as part of the flow, but by the universal law, that flow will be matching what we are broadcasting. So if that person, the overly magnetic emotional person, is broadcasting from their negative emotions, like not enoughness, or I'm not capable, or something won't happen, focusing on lack and so on, then if we connect that to physical healing, from that person's view, it's mostly focusing on how something hurts or how there is too much pain in the world. And all of this just amplifies this negative perception. So then the universe gives that person exactly what that person is putting out, right? More pain. So too much oneness is not a good idea because there is no navigator, no authority. And the other way, the opposite issue, is when somebody is overly mental, overly structural. This can manifest as being almost abusive with their own body, trying to override things, pushing, deciding with a demand attached to it. It has to happen this way. I intend, but it's not really a agreement with the universe or a request. It's more of a absolute demand, and there is a fear underneath of not getting it. That would be the negative, the electric side, the more masculine, I guess you can say, structural side. So that connects to the universal intelligence, but it does so in a negative way. In other words, it would utilize the part of the broadcast that this person is putting out based on what they're fixating on. And if the fear is there, then of course the person will be fixating at what they don't have. So then all the stories about self-healing for the person like that would be wrapped around I don't have this. This isn't fixed. How do I fix this? What do I do? What are the steps in order for this to be fixed? And then looking for many different things to try and do. So example of that could be going to different doctors all the time trying to fix something instead of, let's say, balancing it with the magnetic energy by sitting and tuning in and actually asking the body what it needs. Or doing many cleanses all the time. I see this a lot with people who are on the electric side because subconsciously they feel like they need to do something in order to self-heal. What they keep doing is essentially the program runs, my body's not clean. It wouldn't be hurting if it was clean, so it must not be clean, so I must do something. So they constantly do cleansing, which could be a form of diet or juicing or whatever else, fasting. But a lot of times it's not actually that the body needs cleansing. Probably body needs something else. Chances are rest and some sort of a connection with oneness, which it's probably missing. So when we over cleanse the body, it's not beneficial. It's sort of a culturally accepted now that you're supposed to do a lot of cleansing all the time for self-healing. And that is true if somebody is living in a very toxic environment, eating the food that's not organic, and in generally having a really high stress lifestyle, then it's beneficial. But if your life is mostly harmonious and you're eating very healthy and you're taking care of yourself, doing cleansing a lot is actually counterproductive because it stresses the body instead of helping it to be less stressed and thus heal. So in order for us to help physical body heal, we have to be the authority of the higher self, which then becomes the navigator. What does it navigate us to? It navigates us to the connection with those two components of the universe, the oneness energy and the universal intelligence. So then we are following the universal laws, but the human part of our personality, the ego lower self part, is sort of out of the way so that the body can be aligned with those higher frequencies. Because see, the body listens to whatever authority is inside our energy field. So if your authority is the lower self that tells you, the body, that something is always wrong, that something is always lacking, that there's this pain, which means somehow you're deficient or defective or something needs fixing, that's what the body is hearing. That is not supporting healing of the body. That is creating more damage in a way because now the body is actually more stressed. So the solution here is that the authority has to be the higher self authority. That authority is telling the body that it is part of oneness, part of, in this case, the biosphere of the planet, and interconnected with everything. So then already the body is getting like, oh, okay, I'm good because I am part of this big thing, so it's not all up to me. I can actually resonate and get points of reference from other components of myself, other bodies, the morphogenic field of the planet, and so on. That is incredibly healing for the body. Because right there, body's already getting so much more support than it would if we told it that it's absolutely alone and totally disconnected from everything, okay? So that's one thing. Another thing is the universal intelligence. If you are in the higher self authority, then the universal laws, as in certain parameters for how the body regenerates or how something is being cleansed, certain procedures that exist out there that you might not even know about, they exist. So they get downloaded into your body because the ego personality is out of the way. So then the navigator, the inner human part of us from the higher self, is able to make correct decisions and then follow through on those decisions. So that's the sort of two sides of physical healing. One side is that we have to be in a higher part of our human personality in order for the divine, for the universal energies of oneness and intelligence to come in and align with the body to help the body follow its natural blueprint. And second part is if you are in a higher self, authority of yourself, then you are able to make decisions based on that connectedness and then follow through on those decisions. So whatever behaviors then that you have that might be feeding your emotions but actually counterproductive for the body, like for example eating food that you know you shouldn't be eating but emotionally you want to, and if you ask your body it definitely does not, or not moving, not going for a walk or run or some physical exercise because again emotionally you don't feel like it but the body actually needs it, or vice versa, somebody who's very electric, they might be pushing their body to do something rigidly following specific schedule or structure, you know, like every morning I go for a run or I do this every time, and sometimes listening to the body might actually give a different answer. The body might not need to do that. Body might need to take a break or recharge or do something else like slow stretching or Tai Chi instead of, let's say, going to the gym or run. So being able to listen to the body from that place of inner authority is the way to get out of the way of the body's natural processes and at the same time be a very good steward to your body. So if your body is like a pet, and you're responsible for that pet, you don't have an option of ignoring it, which I know a lot of people who were healthy in their younger years, and as they get older, the body is starting to ask them for something, have certain needs. People like that tend to freak out and start to think that there's something really wrong with them and they need to fix everything, when actually it's just the body is getting a little older, so it's having a little bit more requirements than before it did not. It does not mean something is wrong. It's just aging in a healthy, balanced way. But when we freak out about it, we're actually making this situation worse. Or somebody who's the opposite, in a total oneness all the time, everything just somehow magically will work out and I don't have to think about it, I don't have to act on anything, I don't have to move my body or eat healthy or whatever, I'm just going to fully follow my emotions and then somehow the body will just get along. That's also not a correct behavior, right? Because all that's going to happen is the body is going to, first of all, get chemicals it doesn't need and probably doesn't get enough movement. But secondary, it will be getting information from the lower self, which is an authority at that time of that person. See, body exists in the environment of us, the consciousness. And we, the consciousness, can be at different levels of that consciousness. So if you're at the lower level of your consciousness, as in you're being the authority of your lower self, then that's the environment that your physical body is living in. And it's going to essentially think that either the world is at war, because that's your lower self perception, that somebody's gonna attack you all the time, you're living in fear, or maybe that there's not enough and supply will run out, because that's another lower self very common perception. So then body is constantly living under threat that its supplies will run out, or that there's something that has to be done and unless it gets done this way, then you're somehow not good enough and again you're in danger. All those stories we tell ourselves in a physical body translate as that's what the body's environment is. So if we create an environment that the body perceives as famine or war zone or constant threat or imprisonment, entrapment, it's not going to be healthy because natural universal law here, right? The body heals when it's at rest. So if the body is stressed because the lower self-perception gave it the idea of the world being scary, dangerous, and somehow going to hurt the body. Even though it doesn't actually happen, the body is living in a state of stress because it's prepared any moment to fight or to run or to do something for survival. And when we're living in survival, we cannot heal. So issues that the body has, may they be karmic or genetic or just having a cold, they become more amplified. They shown more to us by the fact of us creating the environment that is stressful for the body. The other way, though, is if you're the authority of the higher self or your soul, now what environment will that create for your physical body to live in? That alignment would look very different, right? Because now you're in alignment with the universal environment. And universal environment is abundant. There's always enough supply. There is no danger of any kind. Nothing can ever be destroyed, right? Everything just is all the time. And there is joy. There is natural aliveness. So if the body is getting that message, now if there's physically something off, may that be from a chronic condition or acute condition, the body can heal it. The body has all the mechanisms for it. It's incredible technology that we're essentially incarnating into. But we're constantly giving it an incorrect message about the environment by our own authority that is not in alignment with the universal abundance frequencies. So what I want you to get from this lesson is that you are the one who tells the body what environment it's in. Not all the actual external stuff. That comes secondary. First, the body reads it from the energy field. So, whatever is the prevalent note, prevalent frequency in your energy field, that will be the environment that your body will believe itself to be in. So, if your inner authority is in the lower self territory, which means it's disconnected from universal oneness and not aligned with universal intelligence, you will be in scarcity perception somehow, whatever your version of that is. And that would be what the body would think itself to be in. And that means it would be much harder for it to heal anything. You would need to do much more work to help it, and even then, it's still much harder because it's living in a survival mode instead of in relaxation and calmness and presence mode. If, on another hand, your inner authority is the higher self and it is aligned with the energies of the universe, which is oneness, that is always in abundance, and universal intelligence, which are those laws, the parameters by which everything functions perfectly, then whatever happens with your body, it is still at the state of rest. So in a regular life, you can, you know, have a moment of stress, but then it comes right back down. So in a physical sense, it's a sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems, and also how the brain responds, but all of that happens originally from authority that you are being. Are you in alignment with those bigger universal concepts? And if you are, then that's the environment the body is living in. It's living in the universal energy, which is abundance. And thus it can heal. If on another hand, and you still have to do stuff to follow through on whatever the body's asking, but in general, it can heal. It has that capacity. If on another hand, you're being the authority of the lower self, then there is a disconnect between the universal and you. There's a separation. That's what essentially lower self is. It's the separation consciousness. So being in separation, it's automatically in scarcity. Scarcity is sort of a form of not enoughness, not enough supply, not enough something, love, not enough connection, not enough internal, I don't know, confidence or whatever. It's always not enough of something. That's the environment then the body is perceiving as real, which means it will have much harder time, if it can at all, heal itself. So, for us to be able to get out of the way, we need to somewhat surrender to the oneness energy and at the same time self-navigate based on the universal laws. Those two components are from the higher self, and that means you are connected with the universe. And the simple sort of self-test is, am I in abundance or am I in scarcity? So abundance means enough. There's enough of everything. Enough love, enough support, enough supply, enough anything you need. Scarcity means not enough of whatever it is that your particular wound is. It would focus on that type of a not enoughness. But when we're in separation, we are in scarcity, we're in lower self, and that means that the body has much harder time healing. So from everything that I just said, the main point is to align your inner authority with those universal energies of abundance, which means really watch when you want to slide down into scarcity perception, because that's a clue that your authority just got, you know, elevator down to the basement, to the lower self perception of scarcity. It left the penthouse of your soul. It just went down. And as soon as it goes down, you're now actually miscreating within your physical body. So even if, let's say, you're generally healthy, so we're talking about just aging process, there are some people who age gracefully, so some metabolic processes slow down, and of course, you know, cell division is a little bit less and so on. That's normal with age in this particular frequency of 3D that we are in right now. But that could be graceful, so very gradual, with the body still repairing itself and not having any specific illnesses or anything, or not. And if it's not graceful, that's most of the time simply from the fact that we're not being the authority that is in alignment with the universe. And thus, because of that, the physical body believes it's living in an environment of a war zone, so that it is more in survival instead of healing. So in order to heal, we need to be in alignment with the universe, which means be our own inner authority of the higher self, which is always in abundance.